This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Sometimes we're not very smart with our headphone volume. Almost just blasted my own ears, Anthony. Good times. Good times over here. Excellent start to a Tuesday.
I think that's very on brand for a Tuesday start.
Yeah, we know that Tuesdays around here, kind of funky days, but there are also our Vibe Check Tuesdays. They're a fun day. We get to check in with you on the phones at 301-230-0980. And really our question today kind of comes down to, are you encouraged or discouraged by the Commander's performance against the Ravens? I want to ask it that way, by the performance, because obviously no one's going to be like, yeah, the losing part, loved that. Because winning's more fun. You can learn things in wins. The Commanders have steadily improved, even though they have been winning, which is a special trait within a team, I think. But obviously, you can also learn stuff from a loss, and it can be something that propels this team forward in a good way. But I think overall, the performance is the thing that I think people are going to react to and kind of hold moving forward. And it actually sets up a really interesting game, obviously, this weekend, where you should beat Carolina because you're just better than them. And that's a position this team hasn't been in a lot franchise-wise. This year, they've now, I think, entered the Arizona game probably going like, hey, that we might be a better team than them. Cleveland, well, their defense was really good, just how bad they were offensively. But I don't think nationally that was the perspective. This is the first time this team's going to be favored and favored by a big number. I think the number is like 7.5 that they're favored by this weekend. And they go back out and, you know, put up another high 20s, low 30s kind of game. And I was like, oh, wow, this offense is every bit that we thought it was. If they struggle, whatever reason, look unprepared, not mentally in it, then it's like, okay, well, did Baltimore break them? And we're back a different way. And in a year where there's a lot of bad football teams, this is going to be interesting. A couple of notes real quick. I think, well, one's kind of quasi programming note. One is a bigger programming note outside of us. This week, games on CBS again, and it's getting their number two crew. It's Nance and Romo are on whatever CBS's game of the week is. But Ian Eagle, Charles Davis, and Evan Washburn are calling this game. And one, that's great for all of you watching on TV because you get a great call. I'm actually somewhat jealous that I'm going to this game because listening to Ian and Charles call a game and what Evan adds as a sideline reporter is really fun. I also happen to be personally friends with all those guys. So it'll be nice to get to see them in person. And accordingly, we've already got Evan lined up for Friday. Anthony, I don't know if you saw that on the spreadsheet, but Evan Washburn, Friday, 5:00. So after they finish their production meetings and talk to everybody, Evan's going to call us on his ride back to their, I don't know. Evan's Baltimore guy. So maybe he just goes and stays at home in his own, sleeps in his own bed. Maybe he's on the road here in DC, wherever they're staying, you know, CBS puts their guys up. But point is Evan on the show on Friday. And then of course, the big news earlier today that Washington is going to be the featured game of the week as they take on the Bears. You have the number one versus the number two pick coming up in a couple of weeks at Northwest Stadium. And that game is going to be the 425 national game on CBS. So you probably get the Nance Romo treatment there. So very, very like different set of circumstances all of a sudden for this team in 3-4 weeks with the way Jaden's playing, Anthony, that you're in the national spotlight, firmly in the national spotlight. The fact that the Carolina Panthers are having the number two CBS crew means that the other team is really, really interesting. Because it ain't because Carolina's there. I'm actually surprised that they didn't put... There's so many great broadcasters. I'm not going to single anybody out. But like they do it based off of how big they think the game is. And they sent Ian and Charles to this one. So then Nance Romo, 425, game of the week against the Bears. Things have changed. It's October 15th in year one of the rebuild. Things are different now.
Things are definitely different. I mean, as a Commanders fan myself, I would say I'm super encouraged by what was seen on Sunday against the Ravens. I feel as though had that been another quarterback, and we've seen this, you know, when we play the Bills a couple of times, those quote-unquote being measuring stick games, we played the Ravens, we played the Bears.
Haven't exactly measured up.
No. And I think that you can attribute a lot of that to Jaden. We didn't have the run game going. We didn't have the defense going. And we were still able to, you know, be in that game. And, you know, his teammates have praised him. You know, with Jaden, they believe, like, we really legitimately have a chance in any game just because of how good of a quarterback is. And I think that just speaks volumes to where we are as a franchise because, again, these games we've seen, if we had a different quarterback back there, we would have lost by 40. No question.
Yeah.
And it's just different, you know. We lose by one score. I think it's encouraging, but also it just tells us, you know, we got a little ways to go. We're not too far off. We got to figure out the defense, figure out the rushing attack, and, you know, be ready for those kinds of moments.
Yeah, I mean, what's funny is there has been – there have been quarterbacks here the past couple of years, namely Sam last year, Howell, and Heinicke before that, where I really think guys in the locker room were like, we got a chance. But, like, what percent chance? Like, there was a gunslinger nature to those guys and a competitiveness that those guys had that did rally the locker room. I think Sam lost it toward the end of last year because I think everyone eventually was like, this dude is outmatched. And also, there was so little belief in the system and how he was being used that it had much more to do with EB and a lot of other stuff than it did Sam himself. But I think it's different now because, one, there's the competitiveness and the leadership and all that kind of stuff that those other guys had certain parts of. Jaden has a much more complete package on that stuff. Until you obviously get to the talent part of it, but then you get to the talent part of it and you go, oh, this is what it's like to have a quarterback who can kill you from the pocket and with his legs and gets you in the right plays all the time. And you can rely upon to actually get the ball to your best players and, because I know this would sound crazy if I told you this in August, but like Jaden Daniels is pretty easily right now a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. The way he's played through six games, which is all we have. Who knows? Maybe he finishes more towards the middle of the pack, but who knows? I mean, right, just as easily right now, you could convince me that he's going to finish as a top five player in the league this year. As a rookie, he's playing that well. And I think that's the thing that really stands out. And obviously, we'll get deeper into this with our Take Command Tape Tuesday film breakdown coming up at 5:30. You'll hear from Logan Paulson and his breakdown of Jaden when he watched it. And outside of a couple of plays early, and if we want to get into this, if people, you know, on the phones want to call in and give their take or ask questions, whatever you got on a Vibe Check Tuesday, go ahead at 301-230-0980. But like outside of a couple decisions early, which are like run game, RPO, hand it, keep it, throw the screen type of decisions, when he started getting in the drop back mode, the stuff that's supposed to be the part that you have to learn how to do in the NFL, like he was making good decisions all over the place. His ball placement was just exceptional. And so the high-level quarterbacking he showed in this game, when Baltimore not only shut down his other elements, his scrambling ability, his ability to run, but also, you know, no B-Rob, Eckler struggled to run the football. They didn't really stick with it as much as maybe they could have, which is another discussion. But, man, like, that was big-time stuff. So I think you have to be encouraged. And, you know, the other big thing is, like, can they figure out a pass rush situation? Because, and also I think some of the stuff that happened in the secondary is relational to just how good Baltimore is offensively. Like, there are some mistakes that this defense made that I don't think they're going to repeat unless they're playing the very best offenses in the league. And at some point, you have to zoom out and be like, well, everyone struggles against the best offenses in the league because they're one of the best offenses, and that's how you become one of the best offenses. You don't rank first in yards and points or whatever other statistics because you struggle all the time. No, it's absolutely, you know, objective in terms of the statistics. So we can talk about all that stuff as the show goes. Got a lot of notes from getting through the tape the full way. So we'll get to that as we go. Plus your phone calls, which we'll start with next at 301-230-0980. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. Vibe Check Tuesday, where we ask you, are you encouraged or discouraged by the performance of the Commanders against the Ravens? Next on the Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.